How do you envision your dream life? Do you imagine yourself waking up every day and working a 9 to 5? Are you passionate about thriving in the career you're currently in? Or do you have a desire to change lives through your own business and see growth come to you? Whatever you want, it takes more than just dreaming it. Living a purpose-driven life takes courage. It takes commitment to yourself and to your goals. Hey, what's up? Thanks for tuning in to Boss Babe Life Hacks, the podcast. I'm your host, Farrah Lawless. I'm honored that you chose to listen to today's episode. We are going to be talking about living a purpose-driven life. Now, many of us fail to live the life that we want because we're busy living for someone else. In this episode, we're going to talk with Artesia Boulding, who is a Georgia-based author and an empowerment coach. She's best known for her loud belly laughs and her love of ministry. As a minister and former bail bondsman, Artesia has spent the last decade providing relationship and spiritual advice to friends, clients, and groups of teenagers. Since her early days at Howard University, she's been impacting people on a very serious level, and her hilarious and touching MeCast Monday series on Facebook was the springboard for her newly launched podcast called Bold Journeys. From charter schools to City Hall and even a dusty construction site, Artesia has experienced a lot and she's touched so many lives along the way. Her book, Journal for Your Journey, is a book about 31 days of prayer that will center your soul. And we're going to talk a little bit about that as we hop into the conversation. But I hope that you have your pen and your paper ready because we're getting ready to hear some very powerful information about how to live a purpose-driven life.
Artesia, how are you today, girl?
I am wonderful. Just happy to be here with a fellow boss babe.
Yes, boss babes unite.
That's right.
So I am so stoked to talk about this topic with you because I know that you're someone who is living a purpose-driven life. You inspire others to live a purpose-driven life. And I want to know, just straight out the gate, what are some ways that a person can live a fulfilled life?
Love this question because it's absolutely what I live for. But I want to start off by talking about the opposite for just a second.
Yeah, okay? Let's do it.
Okay, cool. Because what I found is way too many of us wake up every day dreading going to work. Mm-hmm. Like, that's why a lot of us are late, stressed out, burned out. You see all of it. And it's the type of stuff that we talk about around coffee and the water cooler, right? And for me personally, even though I've literally always worked for mission-driven organizations, all of my adult corporate gigs, nonprofit, everything, but none of them really lined up with my mission. And the pursuit just felt soulless, even in the highest paid positions, right? So living a fulfilled life, what I've found is exactly the opposite of that. It's being honest about who you are and what you want, even if you aren't there yet. That's the key. Okay. And it's not being afraid to pursue your dreams, and it's prioritizing your dreams, making time investments in them, and being willing to share yourself, not being closed off. That in a nutshell, it's so much, but that in a nutshell, I feel like is a purpose-driven life.
That's very important. I feel like we're seeing more and more in the last, I'll say maybe like 5 to 10 years, we're seeing people coming off of these corporate jobs, these high-paying jobs, these astounding careers that maybe 20 years ago people would have died for. We're seeing people realizing, like, this is not bringing me the ultimate happiness that I want to feel or that I would like to see for my life. What is that like, making such a major transition like that, and being open and honest enough to say, hey, I'm not satisfied here and I need to make a change?
And see, I'm so encouraged by folks like you have our friend over at Damon John, who I absolutely love. He's one of the sharks. He's a major investor, right? But he has great motivational stuff. And I'm so encouraged because right in the mid-90s, right before he blew up, as you would say, before he became extremely popular, he was working at Red Lobster. I don't know if you know that. But what he says is he took a few hours every day. He knew he had to clock in on his regular job, but he took a few hours every day and he invested it in his dream until it got to a point where he could bring partners in, which at the time were just his friends, and he was able to launch out small. And then it became a multi-million dollar fashion empire. And this is 30 years later, he's building off of that. No one even knows him now, essentially, for clothes. They know him for the investments that he's making.
Right.
So it's about, again, you're not necessarily going to sign a resignation letter and turn it in on tomorrow, but it's about sitting down and being honest with yourself and say, okay, what do I really want? What do I have a natural knack for? How can I help someone else? Those are the things that I found that we'll be most successful at. And when we take those small steps, then we find that that joy will return to us, even if we're going to a place that we don't love every day.
I know that your mission and your tagline for your life and your business and just everything that you do is conquering great things with power, passion, and purpose. Well, how can a person determine what is purposeful and versus what can be a waste of time?
Yes. I say like this. I have a quick rule on this. Selfish pursuits are a waste of time. Always. Mm. If it's something that's going to be totally self-serving, it's not going to...
Say it again, honey.
Yeah, I'm saying self-serving. It is going to be a waste of time. You're not going to get joy from that. You will come full circle. You will, I promise you will come back. But when you have that willingness to help others, that is when you know, okay, this, you know, it'll feel completely different. That's what's purposeful. Give you a quick example. So you're working 100 hours a week. I'm exaggerating, but you working all these hours at a job. You making a lot of money, trying to buy expensive things, completely a waste of time. But on the other hand, when you can pour your heart into something, even if it's a work of art, that is going to impact someone. That's going to bring joy to someone else. Even if it's, that's one example, even if it's down to taking care of your own mental health, okay? So you can be present and thoughtful with others. Those are two examples of purposeful. So you see the contrast there.
Absolutely. Well, how, as someone who has committed themselves to helping others define their passion, define their purpose, and find that power within, what steps did you take to finding your passion and defining that?
You know what? I always knew. Some of us are kind of naturally talented to sing, naturally can, you know, draw. I've always been a leader. In my circle of friends, everybody's like, well, you know, what does Tisha think? Or what should we do? And it's always been interesting. But I've also, even when I was corporate full-time, I wound up in educational and motivational roles. So I really always felt drawn to the work. And last year, God's plan had to be dealing with a major medical crisis. I was totally put down. I was hospitalized several times. I went into multiple comas. Like, it got really, really scary. But in my downtime, I really recognized the shift that was happening in my life, and I realized that it was really time for me to switch my focus instead of, again, these selfish pursuits. So I knew that I had experience, and I really had a story to tell that I could share with someone that would inspire them and encourage them to kind of break out of their shell and even have renewed faith in themselves, you know?
You are an author of Journal for Your Journey, which is 31 Days of Prayer to Center Your Soul. Talk about your book and what kind of inspired that title.
So I am a huge proponent of faith. It's the only reason that I am here today. So again, on the tail of having to deal with a major cardiac and respiratory event, I had a lot of quiet time. And you know, you kind of ask why me and what's going on, but I was really able to get my center in making up my mind that I had to, in other words, get up off my sick bed. I just knew that I couldn't be stuck in the state that I was. And it was only through me saying those words out loud to myself every day, you are healthy, you are wealthy, you are wise, you have something to offer the world. Literally looking in the mirror, telling myself these things, I really became a minister to myself. Yeah. I really became a doctor to myself. And so it's those type of affirmations along with prayers and scriptures that I poured into this book. And again, just totally God's plan. It was not something that I was looking to do, but I really felt led, and the feedback that I've gotten has been amazing. I'm just really, really thankful that folks have been interested and been blessed by it.
Wow. You have done so many amazing things, and you continue to do so. I am really inspired by you and by your story and by your boldness. Because even as I was just reading over your bio before we talked, you've been doing this for a very long time. Like you said, you're a natural born leader. So you're a minister, a former bail bondsman, and you have just always been encouraging people and providing advice and guidance and inspiration to people. To me, it seems like anyone you come in contact with. So I love that. And I love that you did not allow your situation, the opposition that you faced and what was trying to hold you down, you didn't allow that to stop you, but you took it and not only encouraged yourself, but then you turned it into something even greater than you, than your situation, to be able to help others along the way. So I love that. And I love your persistence and just your strength. If I could say that, I absolutely admire that.
I so appreciate that. That seriously does my heart good to even hear that, because I have to tell you, Farrah, you know this. We all have those kind of dark moments when we just want to say, forget it. I'm done. I don't want to get out of bed. I don't want to do anything. But I also had a very good support system, and it was very helpful for my family members, especially, of course, my husband, but especially my sister and my mom, who are all, you know, women and men of faith. And they had to remind me, hey, you're here for a reason. That sickness could have taken you out. So they encouraged me, okay, think about, what is your purpose? Why are you here? And whereas I've had inklings all along, it just became really, really clear in that quiet time. So I just encourage folks to get still and get quiet. Sometimes we have to unplug, you know, put the phones down for a moment, say no social media for a moment, and, you know, take the time to really do some soul searching and say, what is it that I want to offer the world? And it really is life changing just to wake up with a different drive and a real purpose. It has made all the difference in the world.
That's amazing. I really appreciate you for sharing that insight and all of the information that you've shared here today. For the listeners, I don't know about you, but I am encouraged. You know, this has really been a blessing, and I hope that you got something out of this. Just, if nothing else, just to never allow the opposition that you face to keep holding you down. You can, yes, at any level, live a purpose-driven life. You can, yes, at any level, inspire someone else, lift up someone else's hung down head, and remember that there, yes, is truly greatness in you. So, Artesha, yes, thank you so much for being with me today. I really appreciate your time. Thank you to the listener for tuning in. This has been another episode of the Boss Babe Life Hacks podcast. I'm your host, Farrah Lawless. Make sure that you leave a review. Let us know what you thought about this episode. Give us 5 stars and share it with a friend. Maybe there's someone who you know is struggling to live that purpose-driven life, or maybe they're stuck in a moment where they feel like they can't move forward. But we are here to encourage you and your friend to know that they can always go forward, that they can always achieve greatness and reach for more in this life. Thank you again so much for tuning in. Make sure that you subscribe and tune in every week for something new. Until next time, I will catch you then.